life has changed.
We want to be there for you.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are unscripted, uncouth, and still very mature. Now, daily.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Well, don't we sound fancy?
That's nice.
Wow. Yeah. Shout out to Boss Man Will for making that happen. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to the Corncast. We're taking it daily.
Yes.
Every day we got something new for you. And we're going to get a little serious here in just a little bit with someone from the Miguel and Holly family that's been personally touched by COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about and talk to them here in just a little bit. But how is everyone doing? I feel like yesterday, just from what I saw from the people around me, that like yesterday was that point where it's finally settling in that like this is our reality. It could be a month. It could be 2 months. It could go through the summer. We don't know. Nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody can tell you because this is Mother Nature at work right now. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know. But we know that we're going to be in it for a while.
Yeah.
And I feel like you could see sort of like the panic in people's status updates on Instagram mm-hmm. and Facebook where it's like, all right, we're in this for the long haul.
Yeah.
How are you doing with it?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. honestly, it's a weird dichotomy of feelings that I have right now. Because like I've stated on prior podcasts, I am sort of introverted, I guess, in my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like, you know, scratching at the windows trying to get out my house.
Right.
However, you're right in one aspect. Yesterday, for some reason, I got a bunch of emails from, because I sign up for like motivational speaker emails and you know, life coaching figures, and they all send the group emails, but also industry emails for the radio business and media and entertainment. And it's like yesterday, I don't know if they all got the same memo, but every version of those emails I got yesterday was like, I'm not trying to scare you, but layoffs are coming.
Yeah.
Another round of furlough is coming. Mm-hmm. Did I just say that right?
Yeah.
Furlough. Yeah. Yep. Another round of that is coming. Now is the time to figure out if you can't do your job for the rest of your life, what would you like to do? And it was like they all had that same tone of, not to scare you, but shit about to get real.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why yesterday it seemed like that, but it really got me thinking, like, what does even our industry look like in a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's really scary. I mean, I know so many companies right now in the radio world, and I'm sure whatever industry that you work in, if you're not working in the sanitary hand sanitizer or paper towels
toilet paper. At one point, did you sort of think those Charmin Bears got together to make this all happen?
They were like, come to our lab. We're going to
clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got that Charmin booty smile. Okay. Oh, they want it now because.
Now them bears really got it. They living real good right now, girl.
Living the high life. but yeah, so I don't know. It seems like a weird place of reality and disbelief, and life is going to be really different after this. And I know we just talked about this yesterday about what are the changes going to look like after, you know, this pandemic sweeps through. And we said, and I said, it's going to be a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have like cleansing stations and stuff like that. But then I read in one of these emails I got where it's like, not to scare you, but a lot of the employers, apparently, this is just hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But word has it that a lot of employers are beginning to realize who they can do without and which positions don't need to be brought back.
Right.
So, like, how does that work particularly?
A lot of crap. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, I would be curious to, like, talk to someone who is sort of like a decision maker. Like, if you're looking at your business's bottom line, like, how are you making these tough decisions? I can't imagine. I mean, in the radio world, I've seen probably all the big companies, except for a couple of them, and us, our company, say, this is what we're doing. Either we're not matching 401k or people over a certain amount that are making have to take a reduction in salary.
There's like a 10% cut across the board.
And then like the VPs are taking 30 to 40% cuts. So I don't know what that looks like, but you know that it is coming. Because I feel like, you know, for any, no matter how great you are with money, no one has planned for this.
No, yeah, this is a sudden just shutdown of everything.
Right. So it's just, I hope that it's not like we keep saying the same things every day, but that's just what keeps coming up in my mind of where it's just like, I've never felt this out of control of like everything.
Yes.
That's I think that's what most people are feeling.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're feeling like you don't have control over a situation.
Yeah.
I feel like I felt like that a lot over the past year where I didn't have control of my own life and I was just trying to make do the best I could. I'm gonna see if I can talk about something. Maybe not today because I just want to verify what I can and cannot say. But maybe tomorrow we can focus because I know we have to make a phone call soon anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe tomorrow I could have some time to talk about what it does feel like to still be living your life and still having to put on a happy face for those around you, but you're not really in control. And there are parameters put on you.
Right.
Because I feel like I've lived that the past year.
Mm.
And only recently, which is so weird that my life is taking this trajectory. Like recently I was granted, and I did it for myself because out of necessity, I granted myself a little bit more freedom or a little more control over my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mean, of anybody, and I'm just coming up with this as it's literally top of mind, mm-hmm. stream of conscious, I could probably speak on what it feels like
right.
to not have control of your own life.
Mm.
So I don't want to talk on it all yet today. Let me get my stuff together.
Right.
But I feel like, yes, I feel like what you're feeling, I've been feeling that.
Mm.
Not financially so much, but with circumstances in your life. And it's depressing.
Yeah.
It gives you depression.
Yeah.
And anxiety. And it doesn't matter, and I've seen some of this online too, it doesn't matter if you're like a frontline person, like a healthcare worker who is having to go in and daily fight those fears and risk becoming sick, or if you're at the grocery store bagging up people's stuff, or if you're stuck at home and people are like, oh, well, you don't have to worry. Well, yes, you do. Because mentally, how are you doing?
Right.
Are you close to a ledge? Like, just because you're feeling anxiety in your situation doesn't diminish how these other people feel it in their situation. So everybody's feeling that loss of control, which leads to anxiety and depression.
Scott?
Well, I mean, me right now, like, I'm not great. I'm definitely not great with the whole situation. I was just thinking, like, you know, what was I just on? Oh, one of those questions. That's what I asked my girlfriend yesterday, Mary, when we were on the phone. I was like, how are you? Like, right. We haven't talked about this situation in a couple weeks. Like, how are you doing mentally with this whole situation? Because she's with her parents right now. Her dad's a little older, and it's like that nerve-wracking feeling is constantly there. And luckily, they're in a more rural area.
Rural.
That word.
Rural.
But,
rural.
So it's not as crazy yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that because I was going through the same thing. Because I think I came on here the other day, and I was talking about just the worries with, like, my parents and my mom and just God forbid anything were to happen. I think that's where I'm coming from of just not being good mentally. Like, every day's a little better right now, a little more of an up. But I'm tending to find myself in the morning just being like, oh, it just sucks. And as I was thinking, we're talking about this, it's like, I feel like my life, like, goals and everything like that had just got put to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And that kind of sucks. And I know, yes, there's definitely things that I'm doing right now to continue momentum. But what I was doing was, like, it was what I was focused on. It was what I was really striving for. And it made me feel like I had purpose.
Right.
And so right now, the hardest thing for me is, like, find that I have purpose in the things that I'm doing. And so make sure that I'm making those next steps to get to my eventual goal in life. And I feel like that all got put to a stop
mm-hmm.
with this whole thing. So it's going to be an interesting turn when all this is kind of going on the downward spiral and slide, I guess, getting back to normal life. Like, what is that going to look like? Am I having the same opportunities? I'm going to have to, you know, get back on my horse and find what other opportunities are out there if other ones canceled,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. So right now, not really great, but, you know, taking it literally day by day to figure out how I can continue that feeling of, like, okay, you're doing all right. you're accomplishing this. You're doing okay here. Like, and you're also allowing yourself to rest. That's something I've learned this past couple, like, weeks is, like, you know what? It's okay. Go home, take a nap for 3 hours, whatever. Like, you're not, life isn't over because you slept.
Especially since everyone is doing that right now. I mean, that's the, again, that's the beauty of this is that we're collectively feeling it. Mm. We nobody should be judging others. And if you are, that's your fear talking.
Right.
Yeah.
So if someone is judging you and you got hurt by that, try to remember that they're just scared. Mm. But yeah, collectively, it's like everyone's plans got just put on hold. Mm-hmm. And it's okay for us. And this is what I went through last year. It's like, okay, That's fine. I can handle the plans I had for the month of May and the month of June. I can handle, we got it. You know what? Probably by the fall, we'll be back on track. Well, what if we're not?
Right. Yeah.
And then it's like a renewed sense of despair. So, or what if it is quote unquote back to normal, but it's not the normal you were used to previously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like, how do you keep going? And like, Scott, you were always a person that we'd see your Instagram story posts at like 4:30 in the morning and you're like literally bouncing down the hallway.
Yeah, yeah.
And like over the year, I was like, oh God, thank God for him because I am not bouncing out of my bed right now. But yeah, it comes in waves. And keep in mind, we're all sort of like dealing with grief at this same time.
Mm-hmm.
We're grieving a couple things. Life as we knew it. What was normal,
mm-hmm.
What we had planned that we're no longer able to do, weddings, graduations, proms, we're grieving for those things that we were looking forward to, vacations, now we can't.
Mm-hmm.
And then people dying.
Yeah.
So that's a whole different thing that's on top of it. So give yourself a little bit of, again, grace, because dealing with grief is different for everyone and it's very complex.
Yeah.
What about you, Miguel? How are you doing?
It's different every day. Like, one day, I'm like, I'm fine. I'm great. And then I think it usually tends to be, like, right as I get ready to leave the radio station,
mm-hmm.
where normally I'm used to always having something to do. And, like, usually it's, mm-hmm. like, a rare day that I'm like, oh, I can go home and maybe, like, take a little nap. And then I go to CrossFit and plan the rest of the show. And now it's like I literally walk out the door and in my mind I'm like, all right, I need to mail this. I need to go buy. Oh, wait, I just got to go home.
Yeah.
And then you get home and you're sort of like looking around and it's like, and I feel like I've been less productive than what I thought. Like I was like, okay, well, let's take this time to like organize the bills and let's finally clear out my email inbox or let's finally keep up. But with the messages that we have on the Miguel and Holly Insta, because that's, you know, we all try to take our part to do that.
Mm.
And like usually the past 3 days I've gone home, I've eaten lunch and I'm like, all right. Let's get productive. And I'm like, well, let me just go walk upstairs real quick and fold some clothes. And then I end up taking off my clothes and sit on the bed for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and I feel like I got to break through whatever it is that I'm feeling to then like move on to whatever that next level is or that next phase is because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just every day it's like a new feeling that's cropping up.
Yes.
And it's just, I feel like that, that energy from everyone. I had a friend of mine yesterday. I want to read what they said because I was like, this is how you know, like, I don't care black, white, Asian, Native American, old, young, everybody is feeling it in their own way. And yesterday, a friend of mine posted on their story, hey, just want to check in with everybody. Are you okay? That's what they were, or they said they were going to call several people. So then I responded to that on their Insta story and said, are you okay? I'm just thinking about you. And they said, I'm great. Just reaching out to people. How are you? From the Instagram videos, you don't really miss a beat. And I didn't like get to the message all day yesterday because I was just laying in the bed.
Right.
And then I saw it like right before I went to bed last night. And then this person then responded like 3 hours later and said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound so rude. Been at home 19 days in a row.
Oh.
And a lot of people got let go from my work yesterday just feeling stressed. And I was like, hey, I didn't even read it as like you were trying to be sarcastic. But I guess in that moment he was.
Mm.
So I feel like if we all could just, because we're all trying to live that like best life and be like, ooh, look, and we try to do that on our social media because we want to bring a smile to your face.
Right. I put us in like the mental health department. you know?
Right.
Like, we are here to try to make it better for you mentally.
Right.
Like, we can't give you your job back.
Right.
But we can try to lift your spirits.
Yeah.
By whatever, some goofy dance we're doing, or if, you know, Holly, you're going live on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page with your daughter. Mm-hmm. Scott, you're working out. And I haven't even been able to, like, get the energy up to, like, because I've been wanting to cook on it, and I just feel like when I get home, I'm just like, I feel just like gray.
Mm. Yeah. It's a great color to feel.
Where, like, I feel like when I do.
Is it?
Because I feel the same exact
Many
way.
Many shades.
It is. Well, okay. Because I always describe, like, my creative mind, when I walk into the studio, it's like an artist walking into their art room. Like, I'm ready to create. Mm. I feel emotions. And I'm like, all right, what are people feeling that I saw on social media? What am I feeling? What stories do we want to tell? Do we want to, like, what do we want to do today? And so then I feel like when I go home, it just, like, shuts down and it's just, like, gray. And I don't even have, like, the chutzpah to, like, pop on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page. I'm like, here's what I'm cooking. I'm just sort of like, hey. So it's just sort of like a process of, like, getting through it and understanding it and hopefully being able to have all that color and personality when I get home.
Right.
So we're
that's
just
okay.
Yeah, it is. We're just getting through it.
Yes. And however you're getting through it, as long as it is not hurting you or others, that's okay.
Let's get our Miguel and Holly fam member on.
Why are those buttons so harsh sounding?
Yeah.
Hold on.
What are you having trouble with?
Wait a minute. Because there's no dashes in it. And so I got dyslexia. Hold on. No, I got it.
I can put some dashes.
Can you put some dashes? When I don't see dashes and a phone number.
I know. Like, it just looks like a barcode.
Everything just sort of goes together. And then there's two similar numbers in it.
No.
And I was like, oh, damn. I don't know where I am right now.
She might as well have just written some other alien numbers.
You might as well have written, Goloshkada Makarakosha.
I'll write that next
Star
time.
Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Is this Chrissy?
Hey, yes, it is.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Miguel, Holly, and Scott. You're on the podcast.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, we are okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
So Scott told us that you sent him a message talking about your experience with everything we're dealing with COVID-19.
Yeah.
And I thought that sometimes when you are watching the news or you hear even our updates that we give, when you hear, oh, the death toll is this, or and I still see people online going, well, it's not as bad as the common flu. And it's like,
that's ignorant.
Right. It is. It's very ignorant. These aren't just numbers. These are souls. These are humans. And this affected you. How so?
Yeah, this became very raw and real to me. I want to say about the beginning of March, because I had been following the news and watching everything. And, you know, I myself was kind of like, is this really that bad? You know, are we hyping this up? I don't know. But I still had concerns. And my mom lived in New York City, which is considered a hot zone. And I was worried at that point because I was following the CDC. I tried to just blind myself from the news. It became a little too much. But then I said, let me go on the CDC's website and educate myself. At least I can do that.
Right.
And I did that. And, of course, listening to you guys, you guys were my news.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. We're trying to get it to
you. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, nope, I'll listen to my radio show and, you know, and that's it. But you know, it got really raw and real. And I remember contacting my mom and saying, hey mom, how are you doing? And she wasn't feeling well, but my mom had health issues. She had, you know, Sjogren's disease, which is an autoimmune disease. And, she also had COPD. Now she, you know, I was concerned, but my mom was homebound. She was always home and never left the house.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was my brother worked in a pharmacy, and and the pharmacy was not shut down. Nothing was shut down yet in New York. And he took care of my mom most of the time. So he had, you know, gotten sick. And, you know, when you catch this virus, people need to understand that you do not show any symptoms for up to 9 to 10 days.
Yeah.
And you're walking around contagious. And if you, you know, are caring for a loved one that, you know, has a weakened immune system, and you're not, you know, educating yourself, you're not listening to the radio, you're not watching the news, and you want to turn a blind eye, this is kind of, this is what, how it's affected us, because my mom ended up catching it, and she literally, like, didn't last no more than a week. She was sick at home, and, you know, it got to the point where they called the EMTs and they took her, and they had to intubate her right away. And she just went into a coma, and that was it. She, you know, we lost her. And she was, I mean, she, my mom was our rock and our entire family. She was the type of woman that cared for everyone, loved everyone. She would take everyone in. If you were someone that was not accepted for whatever was going on in your life, she took you in. She made you family. And, you know, her legacy will live on, but this has affected us in a way that it's awakened me that, you know, this is serious. We need to listen. We need to, you know, follow the guidelines, because it, you know, it is very contagious. And even if you're not sickly and you don't think you're going to catch this, the problem is that people need to look at this as they're saving someone's life when they wear a mask, when they wear gloves. Yeah, you look a little ridiculous probably, but overall, you're saving someone's life by doing that. And, you know, you're not carrying this back to the house where you could affect someone else that you love dearly without even knowing.
Chrissy, I want to say that I'm so sorry for your loss. I cannot even fathom, imagine what that must be like for you or your family. So please know that our condolences go to you and your family, and I'm so sorry for that.
Thank you.
Do you know exactly what your mother was doing beforehand? Like, was she out shopping? Or
no,
did
she said she was homebound.
Oh, she was homebound. Okay.
And my mom, yeah.
It's just that her brother, Miguel had to step out for a second, but she said that her brother works at a pharmacy.
Oh.
And how does your brother know, this would be my question, so when did your brother start developing symptoms? And then, like, what was the timeline? And how did you guys realize what had happened?
So when my brother started getting sick, he had a dry heaving cough. And that's how it first started. So he was sent home, and my brother at that point quarantined himself to his room and was not around my mom. And he did put a mask on and he wore gloves. She contracted this, we feel is the 9 to 10 day window of no symptoms.
Right.
And so he was caring for her and, you know, bringing her food, going shopping, you know, putting everything in the fridge. And he had no symptoms. So because of that, when he did have the symptoms, he did follow the guidelines and quarantined himself and put the mask on and put the gloves on and stood away from her. Unfortunately, at that point, you know,
she already had it.
I just think she already had it. Yeah. So it's very hard for him. You know, he's going through a lot because he blames himself.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it's not his fault. And because that's what makes this virus so insidious is you think you're doing everything right. And then it takes so long for the symptoms to show up. Or maybe you're not even symptomatic and you're passing it along. And people that are sort of the COVID-19 survivors who maybe have passed it on, like your brother, they have to, you know, find out a way to heal themselves mentally from that, because it's traumatic to think, oh, my God, my mom would still be here if I didn't come home with this illness. But how could you know? There's just no way. There's no way.
Right. There's really no way. And the hardest thing about this, and this is where I want everyone to know that if this hits home for anyone and you have family that are long distance, understand you can't be there. You can't go home to your family. You can't bury them, you know? So it's so important to get that message out that the whole nation needs to follow the guidelines right now. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's crazy and it sucks and it's hard. People are losing their jobs. I'm in the process of possibly getting laid off. Mm. And so dealing with that on top of not having my mom is hard. But at the same time, you know, I have peace with knowing she's not suffering anymore.
Right.
And I know that she's with me. I feel her. But I don't want anyone to go through this if it can be prevented. Mm. If this is something that you can prevent, then just do it. Don't make fun of people wearing gloves, the memes. You know, at first it didn't bother me, but now that it's hit home, seeing memes of making fun of people wearing gloves, going to the store, it's not okay. Like, you got to understand people, and I know they're doing that out of ignorance, and they really don't understand it because it has an effect on them personally. But the numbers will go up from this.
Yeah.
And because people have that 9 to 10 day window of no symptoms. And that's why, you know, even for me, if I'm asthmatic. So if I go to food shopping, I'm putting on my mask and my gloves because I literally wipe everything down when I bring it home and I throw away the bags from the supermarket. Like, I don't want my children. I do not want to pass anything to my children because my daughter's asthmatic. So, you know, my kids are mourning their grandmother right now, and you know, we're quarantined together doing that.
Mm.
So these are trying times for all of us. And it's just so important. Your jobs right now, Miguel, Holly, Scotty, you guys are so important right now because you are educating people, letting us know facts that we need to know, but you're also helping us with laughter. You're also helping us with some kind of, you know, positive at the end of this. You know, so what you're doing, that's why I'd rather listen to you guys than turn on the news, to be honest, because you guys are doing it in a way that you can still spin a positive on it. And that's what we need right now. We need people to not panic, but not also, you know, not take it, you know, serious. It has to be balanced. You have to take this serious, but, you know, you have to also, you know, still find some kind of peace of mind and stay positive, because we as a nation have to work together and build each other up and fight and get through this together.
Mm-hmm. Chrissy, I got to say, you are an incredibly brave woman for coming on and sharing your story and making it real and giving it a face. What was your mom's name?
Linda Benvenuti.
And I want to end on something upbeat before we let you go. What was your favorite memory of your mom?
Oh, my favorite memory of my mom was here when she came. She visited me many times, but my favorite memory was taking her to Honeymoon Island. And she loved it. She loved the beach. That was her favorite place. And we had such a great time there. And she was a strong woman. She told me to be strong. She taught me how to fight for what was right. She told me to never allow injustice to take place and to fight.
And you're doing that.
My mom.
You're doing that.
Yeah.
You're sharing her story.
Yeah, and this particular podcast, Corncast, is dedicated to your mom, Linda.
Absolutely.
And we're sending you so much love. And I know she knows that, you know, you're thinking about her and that you love her. So we got you in a big M&H fam hug.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. It means so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we love you so much. Thank you so much.
I love you.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, because I think And I really am so glad we could talk to you before the weekend because, you know, as Floridians, we're going to be itching to get out. We're going to be, I feel it. I want to go out. But when you hear that, when you hear how easy it can happen, sit your butt at home.
Yep.
Sit your butt at home.
And don't have people over.
Yep. Absolutely.
For God's sake. Like,
absolutely.
Call your friend.
And I'm telling myself that too.
Yeah.
You got to sit your ass at home. Well, Chrissy, thank you so much for sharing your story. We appreciate it so
thank
much.
Thank you, guys.
We're giving
you
hugs.
I love you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Thanks. Bye.
That right there. That is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And I feel like for a lot of us that sort of stick our head in the sand, that we sort of like, oh, my God, it's so much. It's so much. I lost my job or whatever. But it's like, I know everything, all the uncomfortableness, everything we're going through sucks. But think about the alternative to that.
Yeah. We're doing this to prevent more of that. Exactly. That's going to keep happening. We are trying to stifle it so that we save some lives.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Let that sink in.
And you know what? Grieve how you need to.
Absolutely.
Like I said, this is a grieving process.
Mm-hmm.
You're
yes,
grieving life as you know it. You are grieving your future plans. And it's okay to be any emotion that you're feeling right now. So you can always reach out to us. You know, something that Chrissy said that really struck me, and I'm so thankful to be in this position. We do have this weird job. We walk a fine line between informing and entertaining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No other medium does that.
Right.
Because you trust us. We're your friends. We make you laugh. We're stupid as shit sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But we've also been professionally trained to deliver news to make sure it's accurate because we're also in the media and we have a responsibility to keep you guys safe. So I'm very, very proud and glad to be able to be of service.
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing us to serve you and keep providing you with information. Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
You okay, Scott?
Yeah, that just hit me. That question, like your favorite memory, and it just, that hit. That hit.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it, and it's like, I couldn't imagine, and that sucks. It really sucks.
You can find me, Miguel Fuller, on all the stuff. Thank you for listening. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. You can also listen to the podcast on the Hot 101.5 app. And make sure to send us an open mic on the Hot 101.5 app if you want to leave a comment or if you want to be featured at the beginning of the show. If you are out of work and you want to toss out your Venmo, your Cash App for people to throw you a couple bucks.
Yep.
And tell us about your qualifications for if someone is hiring, they can reach out to you. So you can always just send me an email, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. And thanks to Corona for making this happen. Corona beer. Thank you.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Quarantine Edition from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.